Welcome to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Jennifer Smithson with the Child and Family Center. Today, I am with Rhonda Laird, who is a manager at the Vanderbilt Child and Family Center, and we will be discussing choosing quality child care.
Thanks for having me. I'm real excited to be here today.
Rhonda, what should a parent's first step be in choosing quality child care?
Well, parents need to do a little bit of homework before placing their child in a child care program. First, they should know the types of child care available to them. In Tennessee, we have three types of licensed child care. First, there's family child care homes, which are for 5 to 7 children. There are group child care homes, which is for 8 to 12 kiddos, and child care centers, which are for more than 13 children. The next step is to decide what you want based on you and your family's needs. Things like location, hours, service provided, and possibly prices.
After parents have done their homework and are ready to visit, what should they ask the programs when they get there?
Well, I know there's many lists available online, but I think it's important to hone in on what makes a program a high-quality program. We know through evidence-based research that quality of care greatly impacts the child's ability to form attachments and to learn. We know that these attachments, which develop emotional development and stability, lead to healthy brain development. We also know that quality care impacts a parent's ability to balance work and home life. So first, find out about the three basic indicators of high quality. The first indicator is teacher-to-child ratio or group size. For instance, you can ask, how many two-year-olds and how many teachers are in the two-year-old classrooms? Or what is the maximum group size for each two-year-old classroom? The second indicator refers to teacher training and retention. Ask questions like, how many hours of professional development do you require teachers to take each year? Or you can ask, what types of degrees or certificates do the teachers hold who work here? Another important question you can ask is, how often do your teachers resign, or what is your teacher turnover like? The third indicator of high-quality child care revolves around parent involvement. Find out what kind of opportunities are there for parents to be involved. Other questions you may ask may revolve around the health and safety of children. Do you have an emergency preparedness plan? How often is a building cleaned? How are snacks and lunches handled? Who provides the food, and is lunchtime served family style or cafeteria style? You may want to ask about communication. Are there daily notes that are sent home so that you can read about your child's day at home and at school? What methods are in place for teachers and parents to communicate regarding their child's development and progress? Or you may want to look at curricular issues. Are there lesson plans and daily schedules posted? While you look at lesson plans and daily plans, you can see if the children get plenty of opportunities for outdoor play. Look to see if the day is balanced between teacher-directed activities and then child-directed activities. Is there a balance between quiet activities and loud activities?
Are there any special questions for infant care?
Oh, yeah. Actually, infant care is very important. It is a balance between attachment or nurturing techniques and cleaning regimes to help keep the environment as clean as possible. Find out how the bottles and food are heated. Do the teachers use shoulder cloths to help reduce passing germs between babies? How often are the sheets and blankets washed? How are toys that go in their mouths dealt with? These are all health and safety questions. But ask some questions that will let you think about how your baby will fare emotionally. As we said before, emotional attachment and stability lead to healthy brain development. So this is very important in the infant rooms. Are the children held when being given a bottle? Does the center practice what I call container child care? That's where babies are put in a swing and wound up for the day. Or are there other containers for children, like exercisers, that seem to keep the babies in a place for long periods of time? There needs to be opportunities to play on a floor mat, to develop muscle control, to learn about the world around them. That tummy time is also important now. Are the babies put down to sleep on their backs? Do they know about the safe sleep methods that are being taught now? Are babies read to, talked to, and sung to? Babies should be held often, and time should be spent gazing into their eyes and talking soothingly with them. Making attachments with their child care providers is extremely important when talking about the development of emotional stability, which of course leads to healthy brain development.
this is all great information. Anything else you want to add as we wrap it up?
Well, I would just add that your gut reaction can tell you a lot. Overall, how does the facility feel? How does it look? How does it smell? Last but definitely not least, look at the children who are there. Are they confidently playing, either alone or with others? Are they engaged in activities? Are they smiling, and do they seem happy? Children and the way they look are an excellent indicator for quality child care.
Thank you so much, Rhonda, for sitting down and sharing this information with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast. Contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.